Say So by Doja Cat. Welcome to the Afternoon Buzz. It's me, DJ Vitamin D. You also know me as Petty Officer First Class Demetrius Kennan. I'm here in the studio. I got some special guests here to talk about a special event that's happening next week. Won't you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Samantha Wilkins.
And I'm Portia Kennan.
All right, so Samantha, Portia, glad to have you in the studio. They're here. They're going to talk to us about this big event coming up next week. It's called the Assembly for Social Justice. So we're going to be talking about that throughout the hour. They're going to give us more details and things for us to expect. But for right now, I'm going to keep the hits going. Here's DNCE with Cake by the Ocean here on AFN Daegu the Eagle, serving America's best. That was Alec Benjamin with Oh My God. Welcome back to the Afternoon Buzz. It's me, DJ Vitamin D. Again, I got some very special guests in the studio here to talk to us about the Assembly for Social Justice. It's going to be happening on Kemp Walker, Kelly Field, June 25th. That's next Thursday. Can you guys tell me a little bit about the event? How did this thing come about?
Well, as you all know, there's a lot of civil unrest going on in the United States right now. I think the entire Area 4 community was feeling very devastated. We were all kind of grieving with everything that was going on and feeling just really disconnected and almost kind of hopeless, feeling like we're all isolated, stuck over here with nothing we could do. And there was another spouse, Victoria Garrett, that organized a really beautiful solidarity walk over on Kelly Field.
That's how
Portia and I met and connected. And we got together, and that was a beautiful event, but I know many of us were feeling like we wanted to do more. We wanted to do something
on a bigger scale. Yeah.
And we wanted the next event to be more than just a vigil. We wanted to move beyond the vigil stage. We want to come together and recognize that, yes, we're hurting and we're grieving and we want to support each other, but we want to move beyond that and answer the question of, what do we do now?
Yeah.
How do we move forward as a community? How do we start being actively anti-racist?
Yes.
I can't answer that question by myself. Portia can't answer that question by herself. We have to answer it as a community. So I reached out to Portia, and we started working together to kind of get the ball rolling.
Yeah, I mean, basically it's just spouses that came together and was like, hey, we see this need, I'm feeling this way, I see she's feeling this way, talking to other friends, and we realized that we're not alone in how we're feeling. And we really wanted to have that sense of togetherness on a bigger scale. So not just, you know, I can talk to Samantha and we can talk through what we're feeling, but maybe there's other people that just got here and don't know who to talk to, don't have that sense of community yet. We wanted to have this event to bring those people together so that they could feel included, they could feel the love, they could know that they are not alone in the feelings that they're having. It's the feelings that are very complicated. We're feeling fear and anger and frustration, but there's also a feeling of determination, a feeling of hope. And so that's really what we wanted to reflect in this event, that it's okay to feel what it is that you're feeling. You're not the only person that's feeling what you're feeling. And okay, let's come together. Let's feel that love. Let's feel that solidarity, that continuity of community. It's very important. We're over here in Korea. We don't have our mom and dads, you know. We're on Facebook and whatever social media that we're using, and we see our parents and our brothers, our sisters, our cousins are active in the community trying to make change. And so we wanted to take the onus on ourselves to say, hey, we can do that as well. I know that, you know, we're in a military community, so there's a lot of, you know, walking on eggshells and we don't know what to do. But if you don't ask the question, if you don't put yourself out there to see what's available to you, you won't know.
Right. And for me, I have a deep sense of connection and pride to the Area 4 community. This is our second time being stationed here. The last time we were stationed here, my husband had the privilege of serving as the garrison company commander. So Area 4 is like our second home. And I know that Area 4 has a lot of resources.
Absolutely.
This community here is amazing. You have a lot of service members that have untapped resources. You have a lot of spouses that have They have degrees, they have talents. Let's tap into some of those talents, yes. tap into some of those resources, and put those out to the community. And let's start tackling some of these systemic issues, some of these ingrained biases, some of these privileges, some of these people, some of these issues that people aren't aware of.
Yes.
Let's put them out there and let's work together, because none of us can solve this problem right. alone. We right. have to do it together. So let's create that safe space and let's start doing it, because we've got to put in the work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
And if anybody can do it, a military community can do
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Because we are the most resilient people that there are.
Yeah.
And, you know, we come together probably, you know, in our military setting, we come together more than people in a civilian setting because of that common struggle that we've all gone through boot camp. We all have shared that experience, right?
Right.
We've all at some point, or if we haven't done it yet, then we're going to do it. We've all been out to the field.
Right.
And, you know, so we have a lot of common experiences. It's just this bridge that needs to be filled all the way across.
Yes, absolutely.
We need to fill that gap all the way across.
Yes.
And I think doing that is going to make us inevitably a stronger force.
Yes.
Absolutely.
For sure.
It can be uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's a hard thing to talk about, you know, to reflect on yourself and say, hey, what am I doing? What am I not doing? You know, because it's not enough to just sit there and be like, I'm not a racist. No, what am I doing to be actively anti-racist? What am I doing to protect my brother and sister in arms, the people in my community who I see grieving, you know? How can I bridge that? Like you said, how can we bridge that gap? We got to do it brick by brick, you know, and it starts with having a conversation. And that's really what this is. This is a jump off point to have conversations. This is just the first event that we're having in our social justice series. There's going to be more. This is not just, oh, we checked off the box, you know, kumbaya, we did this thing. No, we are committed to having this move forward and have real actionable changes within our community, within ourselves.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, a lot of great information there. And, you know, there's so much more to talk about when it comes to this issue, because it is a global issue. You know, we've seen posters of George Floyd in other countries. Other countries are standing up for, you know, social justice. So definitely a conversation that we are going to continue, and we will definitely continue into the hour. So stay tuned. But now here is Loud Luxury with Body here on AFN Daegu, the Eagle, serving America's best. One Less Day by Rob Thomas. Welcome back to the Afternoon Buzz. It's me, DJ Vitamin D. We're back here in the studio having a good time. So ladies, this event that's coming up on next Thursday, what are some of the things that people can expect when they go?
Okay, so just to remind you guys, I'm Portia Cannon, and this is
Samantha Wilkins.
And we're here talking about the Assembly for Social Justice. It is going to be on Camp Walker Kelly Field, June 25th at 1800. So what we wanted to do was give the community an opportunity to create art. Art is a fantastic medium to express how you're feeling. Sometimes you don't have the words to say, but you can write about it. You can write a poem. You can draw something. You can crochet something. I know a lot of you guys have crickets. You can cricket something. So we want everybody, all ages, young, old, high school, middle school, elementary, active duty, DOD, come to this event, bring your art, and express how you're feeling right now. We have a lot of complicated emotions, as I was talking about, fear, hope, determination. I want you to put that into your art and bring it to our event. We're going to have a community art installation where we're going to be showcasing your art at Camp Walker and Camp Carroll, CAC and Library. At the event, there will be coloring pages, crayons, and paper for the kids on site. So we are super excited to give you guys a voice. So definitely participate and bring in that art and use your voice, guys.
Right. So during the first 30 minutes of the event, so from 1800 to 1830, you're going to be able to bring your art, have it displayed. You can also create art on site if you like. And you're also going to be able to preview those new resources that we said we were going to be unveiling. Portia and another one of our spouses, Danielle, went to the library, the Camp Walker Library, and the librarian ordered about 17 brand new books for us on diversity, inclusion, loving the skin you're in. So we have a lot of new resources coming in, and those are going to be on site for our community members to peruse. You can take a look at them, and we want you to be able to just meet each other, fellowship, enjoy the art, take a look at that, take a look at the new resources, and then the formal portion of the program is going to kick off at 18:30 with our welcome by Chaplain Morris.
Okay. I just had a question and it went right out of my head.
No, you're good. One of the resources that Samantha is putting together is...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Resources. We're going to have a list of additional resources for you to be able to educate yourself after you leave our event. It's going to be, we're going to have flyers that we're going to pass out. On the flyer, there will be a QR code. Mm. You're going to be able to scan that QR code, and it's going to link to a PDF document. And that PDF document is going to have a nice long list of resources that's going to be broken down by both the medium and age group. So it's going to have books, movies, podcasts, TED Talks, so all kinds of resources. I know that some people are visual learners. They want to watch movies. Some people like to get in there and pen and paper and read books. Okay. Some people like short little TED Talks. Some of us, like myself, are parents with three kids running around and volunteer activities. Right. And as much as we love books, we just don't have the time
right.
anymore. So I love to throw in my headphones and listen to a podcast while I clean. Mm-hmm. Or those of you who live in Camp Carroll, that commute can be brutal. Go ahead and pop in some headphones and
yeah.
listen to a good TED Talk or a podcast. And we're doing the QR code because it makes it really easy for you. It will have the direct link. So you don't even have to Google anything. Just go ahead and click that link, and it'll take you straight to what you need to know.
Yeah. That's awesome. And regarding resources, I think I heard something about potentially having movies played at the theater. Is that still something that...
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, you're getting ahead of yourself. That's okay. But like we said, this is just the first event that we are having.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely in talks with Garrison. They're so supportive of us, and we're so grateful that they're supportive of us. We've been working with other community members to firm up future plans for our social justice series. So this is literally just the jump-off point. The Assembly for Social Justice on Camp Walker Kelly Field, June 25th at 1800, is the jump-off point. And so we're hoping for the month of July, weekly, we're going to have different events happening, and then we'll be able to come together and have open discourse about social justice issues, racism, how to be anti-racist, how to support the conversation. How do we have those conversations within our family, within our workplace, with our friends? Because it shouldn't be taboo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It should not be taboo. You know, this is real. This has real effects. This has systemic thing that we can see, and we can actually take action to address it. So one of the first things that we do is we have to be honest that this is something that is real, and that we can be a part of the change. So that first step is to, hey, this is real. Let's not pretend like, oh, just a few people are affected by this. I'm not affected by this. We shrug our shoulders. That's not okay.
Right.
It's absolutely
real.
Not okay.
And it's
okay.
happening every day.
It is happening every single day.
Right, right, right. And
yeah.
equality, I mean, it doesn't take a break. Like, we have to always, we do have observation months. Where we recognize different ethnicities
right.
and
different causes
and causes.
Yeah.
But just because we're not in that month
right.
doesn't mean
we can't talk
that
about
we can't
it right
still
now.
Talk about it.
Yeah,
so,
I understand
you
what
know,
you're saying. Like
we should always be constantly learning more about what makes up our world,
yes.
The people that make up our world, because
yes.
they're very. Each and every person is important,
mm-hmm.
and each and every person's heritage and backgrounds are what makes, like, the military
yes.
As diverse and strong as it is. So, definitely, I'm looking forward to seeing what more is going to come from this event and what the community is going to put together in the future. So, But now we're going to get right back to some music. Here's Roddy Ricch with The Box here on AFN Daegu's Eagle, serving America's best. New Americana by Halsey. Welcome back to the Afternoon Buzz. It's me, DJ Vitamin D. I got Miss Portia Kennan and Miss Samantha
Wilkins.
I'm so sorry. in the studio with us here talking about a big event coming up next week called the Assembly for Social Justice. We were kind of talking a little bit during the break about the phraseology of anti-racist. You know, a lot of people have a, you know, reaction to hearing that word. But can you guys explain a little bit about what that means?
Yes. So the difference between saying I'm not racist and being actively anti-racist really lies in the activism involved in it. So to say I'm not racist is kind of like saying I don't see color, which we all know is not true. First of all, everybody sees color. It's one of the first things we learn is to classify things by color. You learn your colors in preschool. You learn your colors as a two-year-old. So we all know we classify everything by color. So to say I don't see color is wrong. You see color. Okay. So being actively anti-racist is to say that I see your color and I honor it, right? I honor it as a part of who you are.
Yes.
I see your ethnicity the same way I see the rest of your life experiences. It makes up a part of who you are, just like where you grew up makes a part of who you are. Where you went to school makes up a part of who you are. It's a part of who you are.
Yes.
And so being actively anti-racist means I honor your ethnicity as a part of who you are. And not only am I not racist, but I educate myself as to what it means to be not racist.
Right.
I educate myself as to what it means to be racist, because some people may not know what it means to be racist.
Right.
You may think you're not racist, but if you're not a person of color, you may not fully understand what it means to be racist.
Right.
A perfect example, today it's all over the news about Aunt Jemima. The brand Aunt Jemima
yes.
is changing their name.
Yes.
And I had many friends ask me today, what's the big deal about Aunt Jemima? Well, to be actively anti-racist is to educate yourself what the big deal is
yeah.
about Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
The big deal about Aunt Jemima is the whole name Aunt Jemima and the image of Aunt Jemima
comes from
blackface and slavery.
Yes.
She comes from the Mammy character that came from blackface.
Right.
She comes from slavery.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what the big deal is and you're going, why do we have to change Aunt Jemima, does that make you a racist? Absolutely
no.
not.
Right.
No. But to have to educate yourself and find out why it does offend some people,
right.
that's what being anti-racist means. So
yes.
you shouldn't feel guilty if you don't understand what the big deal is.
Right.
No, we don't want you to feel guilty. But just going, oh, wait, if they're saying that that causes an issue, let me educate myself as to why that causes an issue. Now, does that mean you necessarily now need to take up the battle flag against Quaker
right.
Oats and, like,
no.
destroy everything in your pantry?
That's,
right. You don't have to destroy everything in your pantry that's Quaker Oats. My pantry's full of Quaker Oats.
Right.
It's just understanding what the issue is and being active in that process and saying, okay, now I get why that is offensive.
Right. Learning about someone that's not like you, right? That's what we're trying to say when we say anti-racist. We see what's happening back in the States, right? There's a lot of people that don't understand. I've heard a lot of people say, what are they fighting for? What are we fighting for? You know, why are they so angry? You have to be anti-racist is to educate yourself as to why people are so upset. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's like, okay, so I don't know. We're not saying that you're wrong for not knowing. If you didn't grow up in this neighborhood, if you don't have the same background, this life experience, I don't expect you to know. I wouldn't know what your life experience is. But what we're saying is to take ownership of seeing what you're seeing and accepting that this is a problem, right? So not just being like, oh, well, they're mad and they just need to get over it. No, we're saying take ownership and saying something is wrong. Something is wrong, and how can I help make it right? Right? I mean, we see, if you see something, say something, right? We see there's so many campaigns around that. This is the same thing. If I'm in the workplace and I see somebody saying something inappropriate, I'm supposed to say something, right? So the same vigor that we attack people, you know, taking too much paper and stealing tissue from work, we need to have the same zeal and the same vigor when we see social injustices happening. Right. That's what we're saying for being anti-racist. The same zeal that you have for these things, we want you to have the same zeal for people. That's what we're saying when we say to be anti-racist. I hope that makes it clear to people we understand.
Absolutely. So, you know, going back to this event and, you know, what we're going to talk about for this last part, what more can you offer? What more information do you have regarding what we're doing next week?
Okay. So, again, just to remind everybody what we're talking about, the Assembly for Social Justice at Camp Walker Kelly Field. It's going to be June 25th. That is Thursday at 1800. And Samantha's going to talk to us about the program itself. So when you get there, what to expect, and go down the list of who's going to be there, what you can expect to see. And
our formal program is going to be kicking off at 18:30 with our welcome from Chaplain Morris. He's going to be our MC, and then we're going to have a song selection from the gospel choir, and then we're going to have our keynote speaker, which is Colonel Manning from ASFB.
Yay.
And then we're going to have some closing remarks and a closing prayer. And then we're going to have an 8-minute and 46-second moment of reflection. So the community is going to come together and reflect on everything that's occurred over the last few weeks and support each other, acknowledge the pain and the grief that we've been going through.
Yes.
We're going to have refreshments provided by
the USO.
Thank you so much, USO. We would really like to thank USO, the Daegu Civilian and Spouses Club, for all their support, all our great community members that have come together to make this happen. Garrison, we thank you for your support. Chapel, we thank you for your support. We'd like to remind everyone that this is a family-friendly event, so please bring your kids. We know that this topic is heavy, but it is absolutely necessary to educate the entire family when it comes to this topic. And remember that this is just the first event in a series. We hope to show some movies during the month of July, open up some discussions, and we hope in the future that we are going to be able to carry this over and help broaden. This doesn't just affect the Black community.
Right. Social justice is an issue for many different issues.
Right. So we hope to bring in issues that are experienced by other ethnicities and start educating the community about other ethnicities that they may not be aware of.
Right. And other causes, right?
Other causes.
That are very important.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, this has definitely been enlightening for me. You know, I've been in the military for 22 years, and, you know, this, like, being able to live in a time where there's rioting and there's all this civil unrest going on across the states, across the world, really, it takes my breath away. A lot of times I can't really find the words to express exactly how I feel about everything that's going on. I have a son, and you know, he's told me that he is afraid of going back to the States, and he's afraid of what's going to happen with his father and with him.
Right.
So I'm thankful for a platform, an opportunity to listen to other people and hear their stories, as well as share my story.
Right.
You know, because we need that. It's therapy.
Yes,
it really is.
That sense of togetherness. We're a family, and that's why we said hashtag in this together, because we all have to be in this together.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay. And do you guys have anything that you'd like to add? This is our last little bit before we move over to the next hour. So anything else you want to put out, talk about?
Okay, so reminding everybody, Assembly for Social Justice, Camp Walker, Kelly Field, June 25th at 1800. We are so excited for you guys to bring your art, to be a part of this event, to be seen, to be heard. This is for you. We did this for you. This is spouses that came together, just friends, really, that were talking and saw a need, and we were like, look, let's do something for our community. We know we're not the only people that are feeling like this, the only people that feel alone. We wish that we could be home with our family and be active. So this is our way to, you know, be that sister, brother, mama, you know, to be that family for you so you can have that moment and know that you're seen and heard and cared for. Please come out and support. This is for you guys.
Yes, please come out and support, fellowship with each other, learn some things, interact with each other, just support each other. We name this event hashtag In This Together for a reason, because we really are in this together. We cannot tackle these issues alone. We have to move forward together as a community. So come out and join us.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we are going to wrap up this hour, but we're not going to wrap up this conversation. Hopefully you guys are going to continue these conversations with people that you know, people that you love, and keep the conversation going, because that's what's really important at this time. But again, it is the end of this hour. So next hour, you know, this is called the Afternoon Buzz. So we're going to be bringing you more buzz that's going on in the community. So keep it locked to the greatest station south of the DMZ. That's us, AFN Daegu, the Eagle.